We're up to Simon Reish Chav Zayin, Sifte Zayin. The next few sifim, that's Tezayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches, deal with Anah by money, which is not so prevalent today. We have a different form of currency. Everything has a clear denomination. Then it was, not that I understand 100%, but basically the values of the coin was, there was a stamp by the king, but then there was actually an intrinsic weight of silver or gold, whatever is in there, that also added to the value of the coin. And if it was going to be nifchas, if it starts to rub out, then the value of the coin is diminished. Today you have a quarter and you rub it out, it's still worth a quarter. So we really don't have this concept today. We're going to go through Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches a little quicker than usual, but we'll try to take out from these sifim halachas which are nogea to other things that are prevalent today, and let's see how it goes. That's Reish Chav Zayin, Sif Tezayin. Yesh Anah b'Matbeis Achtos by Matbeis. There's also a din of Anah Achtos. Shitas of Machaba, we're going to see, Rama will argue. Achtos, up to a six, like is normal by all Schreira. Ketzad. Hareisho haya dina zav b'chav dala dina kesef. If he had a dina zav, which was worth 24 dina kesef, and instead of exchanging it for 24 dina kesef, you exchanged it v'tzir for be'esrum dina oy b'chav ches. You exchanged it for 20 or 28. If you exchange it for 20, so the person who had the dina was ripped off. If you exchange it for 28, the other person was ripped off. He paid too much for this dina zav. The halacha is, I raise a max, or I know, you have to return the anah, because it's exactly a shtos. Yes, al zeh, if it was more than a shtos, then botel atzirif, the exchange is botel, and it's a mekach tois, just like by schayre, if you charge more than a shtos, it's a mekach tois. Pachus mikan, if it's less than a shtos, then it will be a mechila. Again, just like schayre. The kids of the machav is telling you this is a case, a normal case, which has a halacha like a regular schayre, whatever item it is. V'chein, and so too, m'hoya selach chos eshtos. This is what I was referring to. If you have a seller which it was rubbed out a bit, it was rubbed out up to eshtos, v'hoya matziyim asloim b'minyin, v'loy b'mishkolan. At that time, if it was common at that time to exchange slime for the amount, for the face value, the denomination which was printed on it, v'loy b'mishkol, but not that they sold or exchanged money, coins, by its weight. Maxah ha'ino, then you have to give back the ano again, because it was off exactly by ishtos. Shem ha'yum mitzim b'mishkol, however, had they exchanged it by the mishkol and it was off, then afilu b'chol shu chayzeh, then even with the mashu was chayzeh, like we learned in Reish Lamed Beis, the beginning of Reish Lamed Beis, the halach is b'midu mishkol v'minyin, if you off even by a mashu, the halach is chayzeh, to mekach tois, it's no shir kadeh shiyar latag. If I tell you I'm going to give you $10 and I give you $9, that doesn't have a din of anah. So too, if I tell you that this has 28 grams of silver here and there's only 26 grams or 30 grams, whatever it is, that's a mekach tois, that's not in the parsha of anah. What we're talking about was something was exchanged at face value, and because it was worn out a bit, for some reason it didn't carry its face value. If you'll have, it doesn't apply today, we don't have these coins, but let's say you then, they had such a thing as a quarter. It was stamped as a quarter, and it was based on its silver content, and it was started to be rubbed out. It was no longer worth 25 cents. It would be worth only exactly shtus less, whatever it is. Then it would be a din of a chazar zonah.
By collectible coins have that kind of thing.
And they get start getting rubbed out. There's such a concept like that.
Yeah, then it's worth less. But it's worth less.
It's worth less because it's not in its mint condition. It's worth less because it has less silver or gold in it. So you can have something, your baseball cards also has to be in its mint condition.
I'm not telling you what's inside, but there are some coins where there's intrinsic value because of the gold in it, and that might not be.
Okay, very good. Now that's the Shittas of Machabe. Machabe gives you two cases. The first case was where you had a bad rate. That means you exchanged everyone. But at least at that time, it was going for Dina Zov, it was going for Chavdal Adina Kesef, and he got a bad exchange rate. And the second case was where it's not that he got a bad exchange rate, he got the normal exchange rate, but the problem was it was started to be Nifchas, it was started to be worn out, and therefore the other person was cheated. Now, on this, the Ramah says, Agav Yeshaimrim, the Shira Nob Madbeah is Echud Miyud Beis. It's only 1/12. It's Machlokes in the Gemara, and that's why really the Machabe needed to have a special sif for Matbeis altogether, is to try to tell you that no, even Matbeis have the same halacha like Schoira. And Ramah argues in passing the other Shita that no, that Shira Nob Matbeah is Echud Miyud Beis. And that is considered the breaking point. Pachus mizeh havim mechilo, yes, alzeh is a bit of mekach. And the reason why coins are different, let's say like the Ramo, why we could have entertained, even like the Mechaber, that coins would be different, is because an item, if I buy a table and you cheated me on the table, it's true that I was wrong and I was upset, but since I do have use from the table, I'm going to use it for its value, for what the table serves, the function that it serves, I'm willing to be meichel up to a shtus, whatever the source, what we had before, to be biz with shamayim, or I understand that there's some error involved to make an assessment, but since I do have the use out of the table, agav the use, I'm willing to be meichel the anah. By coins, that there's no real use from the coins other than to try to pass it along and use it as a way to, as currency, if it's nifchas and it's bad currency, it doesn't go well either, it's makhlek as a shenim, either it doesn't go well at all, I can't, it's hard to exchange it with someone else, people won't want to touch it because it was nifchas, it was worn out, or because stamazai, if its use is only for an exchange, that's all it's used for, if I can't get its full exchange, the proper exchange from it, then I'm not going to be moichel, or not as much, and not so liberal to be moichel, and if I'm only willing to go up to 1/12 of the amount. Instead of going 1/6, I'm willing to go up to 1/12. Now, there's a difference. I just mentioned two different svaras. So, Machlokes Rashi and Ritva. Rashi says the svara is that it's going to be difficult to try to pass it along because they're going to see it's worn out. People are going to suspect that something's wrong with the coin and they won't want to accept it. If you'll have a, really not negay today, but if you'll have a dollar bill which is so worn out, went through the washing machine, it'll be difficult. Actually, in Europe, if you'll take, well now you have zeros, but if even they have, let's say in Belgium, because they constantly change currencies and they, all of us, like, almost as much as the times are going out, the melech used to be peisel, the currency. So what happened was that when the new dollars came out, the psychological mindset of a European was not to accept the old dollars because they were afraid that they weren't going to be able to save anymore. And they were mocked only to take the new dollars in the last couple of years. Even though we know it's a joke, America accepts old dollars just as good as new dollars. But there's such a mentality that if it's thought to be nifchas, they won't want to touch it. And if you use that svara, and that's why they're only willing to go up to a 12, because the svara is that less than a 12 is so negligible, people will accept it. They won't notice the difference. And then it comes to say that the Rama would only be arguing on the second case of the Machaber, where it was nifchas, the seller. But in the first case, where the seller is good, it just you made a bad exchange, then the Rama wouldn't argue, and he would agree that the share is a shtus. If you learn like the Ritva, which is that the whole use of a matbe is only for its exchange. There is no real intrinsic use of the item, and if I'm not so liberal and not so generous to be meichel, then who I did, the Rama would be arguing in the first case in the Machaber, that when in all types of coins, when you make an exchange of coins, I'm not willing to be generous and be meichel up to a shtus, only up to a 12, because it really doesn't have any real use and application other than the exchange. And seemingly from the Rama, the way the Rama puts it down, v'yeshem d'shtiyah no b'matbeya is echad mirbeya, seemingly he argues on both cases of Machaber, which is like the Ritva. We could have a case, which is maybe a little more prevalent than your suggestion was, is when you exchange currencies. If let's say you go to Eretz Yisrael, Montreal, wherever you go, any other country, and you want to exchange currencies, and of course there's a set established rate in the bank, and then there's the black market rate, and if you'd be cheated on that rate, then you would have the halacha of Munah by coins. But there could be a svara, I'd rather not get into it, but could be a svara that lukuliyam, and that in such a situation, the shear would be a shtos like any other item. When you go to a foreign, deal with foreign currency, and like every other halachas, the foreign currency has a din like Paris, and if it has a din maybe like any other mekach, like a table, a chair, a bicycle, whatever it might be, and therefore the shear would be a shtos. But that at least there could be prevalent. I know I was, I mentioned before that I had such a case. But it's ma'aseh mechoyav. You go into a store unknowingly and you can taka get ripped off. That would be, I understand, the only real application to this case. Today, if someone would change. Sorry?
But it's still the same score as you said before. It should apply.
Okay.
I have no use for this money except to buy something with it.
Maskin. That's why I said rather than get into it. Maskin. Could be it's still Tali in the Ramo Echad Mid Beis, or it could be there's a svara to be mechalak between the two.
Well, if the shop, if somebody gives you, let's say, a Canadian coin or vice versa, the same sound.
He gives you a Canaan coin and you by accident take it instead of a like a quarter, right. And that's not Ono, that's, he paid you, you weren't taking as a Canaan, you thought he was paying with an American coin, right. And he slipped you a Canadian coin, that looked like the problem of Midah Mishkav Minyan. In these type of situations, that was a bit of Megach.
Even though it doesn't have a value.
It could have a value, but that's not, I thought I was getting an American coin. And you slipped me a quarter, which I, a Canadian coin, which I didn't realize. It wasn't shot that I accepted a Canadian quarter as an American quarter and I misunderstood the market, the currency differences. No, I by accident took it a Canadian quarter because they look alike, almost the same size as an American quarter, and I didn't realize, so that's l'chayr midu mishko minyan. When he gave you bad mois, l'chayr it's a different halacha. And so to today, if someone, you can dupe somebody, has to be pretty bad, but you give him five quarters to a dollar, something like that, that's not, oh no, that's stam, a mekach tois, that's ridiculous. Everyone knows, that's like midu mishkamin, everyone knows that they're four quarters to a dollar. It's not subject to change. That's not oh no. All right, let's move on to Sif Yud Zayin. It's going to be another, a few more halakas of coins, but in Sif Yud Zayin, we'll have more applications to what we want. And Mosei Chayiv Lachzer Adino Oyasela. Until when? Now that you were cheated, by side the seller, side the buyer, they were cheated up to ishtos or whatever it is, Jason ishtos. How long did they have to give back this coin? So normally we have by items the shears kadesh yar lataga. Here the halacha is going to be the following: if it's bekrochem, if it's a major city, it's going to be at kadesh yar l'shulchani. In major cities, there are shulchanim around. Now you can't go to a baki or a taga because those people are not familiar with coins. You need to go to someone who's a mumcha in the coin industry to know if this coin has its full value or not, depending on how it was nifchas or its exchange rate. We don't know. Typically, we wouldn't know the exchange rate. You have to get bikiyim. I mean, now it's posted in papers or whatever, but that's the set exchange rate. The black market exchange rate, you would have to go to bikiyim who know. It's not like an item where there are many more bikiyim and tagarim who would know. Here, the only people who are familiar with coins or assessing coins are shulchanim. Ubikvarim, and if you live in a town or a kfar which doesn't have a shulchani present, shena shulchani motzi shom, what are you going to do? Yeshula lahak the ad av Shabbos. You have till Erev Shabbos to return it. Why? Shabbat lo tzia. Because on Erev Shabbos, typically when you're going to go buy food for Shabbos, you'll be able to use the coin and see if the next person will accept the coin from you. And if you see that he does, then it's fine. If you see that he doesn't, then you're tipped off that there must be a problem and you go back. Now the Rambam and the Meiri say other svaras that the reason why it's at Arvi Shabbos is because since Arvi Shabbos, Erev Shabbos was a major market day for Shabbos, then the Shulchanim either came into the Kfar or you went into the city to shop. And therefore you had the wherewithal to get an opinion, to get an appraisal from a Shulchani because you went into the Krach and you're going to show it with you. Bring it along with you to show it. And we mentioned before, that's why I say this is a Nogeh, because we had our luck in Sif Tezvav, which we mentioned last week. It's so too by an item, let's say a diamond or things that are hard to appraise, you need a Baki to do that. So too there, the Zman won't start right away. You're not Mugbal to the typical Zman of Kadesh Yar L'Taga, but the Zman will start when you have the ability to show it to a taga. Let's say you went into 47th Street, you were visiting Manhattan, and you had the diamond with you, then the clock starts to tick. Or if you know someone who's a mumkin diamond came into your town, the clock will start then too. And so too here, it's the same really halacha. It's just here we're talking about coins, here we're talking about a unique item. But basically, it's any time you need to get its mumkin afil to have his man of Kadesh Yara.
You were going to the first floor, pulling and just spending it. I mean, that person who got it from you, he takes it to a mumcha next week. He can come back to you and you can go back to the other fellow. It's past their Shabbos already.
Okay, so in Ikanam, you're going to have to say that either A will allow for that problem. It means had you spent it properly and then the next person came to you, we'll have to assume that then you're like an oinus, just like you got an opinion before. We mentioned if you get an opinion by an appraiser and you made a mistake, then you have a longer share. Or you have to say that typically the people you might see it with were people who are mumchen. They dealt with coins and they knew, let's say you might see it in the shulchani, so that was your chance to get a proper appraisal from the shulchani. It's not like a mum because it's nothing wrong. A mum is when you buy something for a certain application and the application, it doesn't work for the application. Here, it's you want to know a value of the item. There's no again, there is no application of the coin. The only application is to spend and pass it along.
If it doesn't start the application, what's that table?
A mum on the table is only something that, either shtez in aesthetics, or shtez because it doesn't open properly, or it's not the right size, or whatever it is. It's something that's it's shaking, something wrong for its use that you get, whatever the use of a table is, its beauty in it and its function, it was diminished because of the mum. Here it's not like there is no use of a coin. The only use of a coin is to pass it along, and it's only for its value. So now you ripped off in value. That is a no. Now the Mechaber says why? People generally are not able to be makeh, to discern its chesaron and know its value. Ela shulchani, only shulchani is familiar with this. But after this man, after this man, the man is no longer chayv to exchange this coin. Umiu, even after this man, a kadesh yaul shulchani, midas chasidus lachlifa. Means even though this man passed, and we could assume that the person was meichel, there's still a midas chasidus to exchange the coin. Afilu lachas manzeh, in whom akira, provided you recognize this is the coin you actually gave him. You know, you give him a coin, he comes back to you 12 months later, which was the case in the Mishnah, and he says, you know, you cheated me and this coin was rubbed out and I just found out about it, or whatever it is. You could say, I don't recognize this coin. I don't remember what happened 12 months ago. If you trust the guy, that's fine. But if you don't, unless you recall and you know that this is the actual coin you gave him, you could suspect that maybe you gave him a good coin and he's playing with you and substituting it with a bad coin and trying to get money from you. This din is provided that the coin has a value, just it's teitei de'etchak, there is some value to it, so then it goes into the get of anor. If it would not be teitei, even de'etchak, if it would be such a bad chesaron that it's not usable b'chlal, then that would be a mekaktoi. That would be like a mum type of a situation where it has no use. My use is to try to exchange it for something and to use it as currency. I cannot use it as currency. No one will accept it. That's a mum, and that will be a mekaktoi. Now that we mentioned, this halach is important, it's midas chasidus. We mentioned to machlekes rishonim, if this midas chasidus is limited to coins, or could apply to every item. If I buy an item, dry goods, whatever it is, and normally the zman is kadesh yala taga, a day or two, whatever it is, and you come back a month later and you would like to claim that you just found out that you were nisano, you still have, according to many rishonim, you still have a chiv or whatever, this midas chasidus to be machlef. And if you're not machlef, and so too by the coins, if you're not machlef, then he has a right to have terumis on you. He needs a right to have terumis, but here he does have that right. If you don't exchange it for him after this man, he has a right to have terumis, and the Panamiris points out, the Chuvus Panamiris, Simon Samach, points out that Dafka, if you claim, the Nathana claims he was never moichel. It's not shot that he knew about it, and he was moichel, and now he has second thoughts, and he would like to come back. No, then it's too late. If you got a mechila from him, it's too late. We're talking about a case where the person who was not moichel, he claims he was anointed, let's say he can't prove it, or he claims that he never knew about it, he didn't bother to go to the tagger, he didn't think it was kedai, he didn't think he needed to go to the tagger, he thought for sure it was right, he made a mistake, but he was busy, whatever it is, but the bottom line is he never entertained that there was a no, that he was meichel, not going wouldn't constitute a mechila. So then, even though we don't say that, we say the mere fact that he didn't bother to go is a mechila, but still there's a midas chasidus la chlifa la chazman, and that's where the sif is very nageah. Sorry? Correct. And well, see, the coin is a little more difficult, but if I sell a table, I sell you a couch, I sell you anything, whatever it might be, many items I could recognize that this came from me. I could have the item number, I could have, sometimes not, something mass produced tape recorders, you can buy it from any electronic store. But let's say you deal in you have a Natuzzi couch, it's special, you're unique, right? And no one else deals with it in the greater neighborhood. So you know, likely it came from you. I mean, the guy living in Lakewood, he bought it, probably came, and you knew you sold him this couch 6 months ago, and you remember, well, anyway, but I know you remember what you sold it for. That's what you have to remember. You remember that you sold him that couch. Sorry?
Yes, I cheated on purpose. You knew you gave him this coin.
Well, by the coins or by the couch?
By the coins.
By the coins, you didn't have to know that you were cheating him. You might have made a mistake at the time, but at least he can show you the coin and you can recognize this coin to be yours. Let's say his case, it was a rare coin, right? So you know you deal in rare coins. And you remember, oh, this is the coin you had, or like right now it's going on for auction, this gold coin which never went into circulation. There's only one, that's it. This person has it. You know it came from you, or if for some reason you have a mum, you have a tviya zayin, that you know it had a scratch there, and that was your coin, and then you're mechuyev to accept it. For other items, it's much easier, because even if you don't recognize this specific couch, if you have documented that you know you sold him a couch on record 6 months ago, and you know what the price was, you knew you cheated him, then you would have an inyan to correct the price, to rectify this deal, and give him back his money that he deserves.
Could the Ma'ana tell the Meicher that, in the case of a coin, when you gave him a coin that there was a shir, I know, whatever it is, whether it's one of the or the shus, says, I'm telling you, it works on the Garden State Parkway. So you'll get your value out of it. Can you kind of that? It's a coin for that?
Well, I mean, a person doesn't buy a coin just for the Garden State Parkway. You're talking about any machines. It would have to be something which is easy to be over
Lasaika. No, the question is, could he kind of that? That means, could
he... You want to know if it's true? Or that's going to be the debate?
True. The fact is, it is true. But does he have the ability, as a Meicher, that it's not called enough, or as a Lekeh, it's not called enough, because there is an Ishtamshishkur.
Lekeh, that Ishtamshishkur will just make it as a, what the Mechaber qualifies as, Shetetei Adei Adchak. No, that's a bad coin. Now let's say theoretically we'll have a good coin which was somewhat rubbed out, but you can still put it into machines. Right. But people,
it means if you went to Shulchan, you're Shulchan, you're going to tell you it's not.
No, you're not talking about Canadian. You're talking about, let's say if we would live, keep the Garden State Parkway, but let's transport it back 1,000 years. I mean, if you'll have something which it's diminished the value and you can use it, that lechayy just teitei adei adchak. That just makes it a coin, doesn't make it into a mum, but it doesn't have the value, because if you're limiting my use to machines, to vending machines, and I can't use it by stores or whatever it is, that's only teitei adei adchak. That's where this halacha of Onoah would apply. All right, let's move on.
Why do you wait till here to say it if it's applied by all of them? I mean, it's a long way along.
Okay, so like I said, machlik is rishayim. So could be simple is that, let's say, the Rambam is shtickle mashma, that this in Amidus Chassidus is only by coins. The reason why the Miri suggests it's only by coins is because heyoyz, the me'ana, when he gets back the coin, won't be hit with this loss, because he could technically pass it along to someone else. There are people who are makbid and there are people who are not makbid. It is teitzei adei adchak. I can put it into machines, whatever it is. There is a function out of it, and I can get its full price out of it. So even though you have a taina that I gave you a coin which doesn't have full oivel asaycha, it wasn't like Avram's coin that he gave to Avram, oivel asaycha, so you have a right to taina or no, but I'm not going to take a loss, and there I have a responsibility of Mitzvah Chassidus to exchange it with you, because I don't really take a full loss here, because I can take the coin and just pass it on to people who are not makbid. So I can pass it along for its full value, ayyadei adchak. But be items, let's say I sell you a couch and I overcharge you, and now you're going to come back and you would like your money back, that money that I'm giving you back, I'm losing. Or if, let's say, we'll exchange, I'll take back the couch from you and give you back a full refund. This couch I cannot sell for the price that I sold it to you. There's only one like you that I fooled. I can't fool these people every day. So therefore, I'm not allowed to fool these people every day. So therefore, there would not be a midas chasidah. That's a shittas Meiri, it's mashma like that in the Rambam as well. But like I said, most Rishonim hold that there is a midas chasidah. And the chiddush was by coins. Obviously, there was a chiddush by coins. Why? Because even to be achayud beis chodesh, you have to be makira. The other variables why we're specific to mention it by coins. Right? This inyan of makira doesn't apply by chayim, like I mentioned. It's very easy. Just check your invoice. If you sold it, you did. You don't have to recognize, punk, this is the couch you sold it. That could be maybe why it mentioned by coins. But it, an economy. What is tarumis? Yeah, that's a good shayla. I can tell you what Rashi says. Terumis is that to be mighty dibal chaveret. So lashon Rashi in the sugyan and beis on beis, which is that in daf yomi. It's a problem, Rashi. What that means? Because someone ripped you off, and Batim, you were over the zman, you didn't go back, so technically he has the right to assume that you're Michael, and nevertheless, if he doesn't exchange it for you, it's you have terumis. You can be mighty dibal. It sounds like a form of lashon hara, which is the chayyur problem. Yeah, the fiscal question by Shen Rashi, other people by Shen. There's no, we don't have any salib shot on what terumis is. We do know that they go hand in hand. She says, Hakadmoinim, Yuchas Talmud Rashba says, when you have terumis, it's a mizu chasidus. When you have mizu chasidus, then you have terumis. Like Abishchir's Pailim, which was just in Daf Yemi, the same idea. If you have terumis over there, if the person doesn't, if he backs out on you, let's say before Ascholos and Malacha, there too you could have terumis, and it's a mizu chasidus not to do that. But why that means you have terumis, I don't know. Well, that's for sure, Lachar. If you have terumis and the guy, if you have a right to have terumis, Lachar, the guy has to be mafayiz.
Why do you have to say, have to speak? You don't have terumis in himself.
Sorry?
Himself will feel there, though.
Yeah, I know, but Rashi's mashma more. Rashi says, moiti diba chaveyo. Some suggest that Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi is talking about a an extreme case where you fulfill most of the tanaim. You look at Chofetz Chaim, how many tanaim you need to be mighty lashon hara, to be truthful, and you're not exaggerating, and you couldn't do it in any other way. But basically, is here you have a tafkid that if you put enough social pressure on the person, he'll be forced to exchange it for you. So you're being mekayim every halacha that there is over there, and I don't know, 7 to 9 minutes, Chofetz Chaim has whatever it is. But the word is that because here you have a right. You have a right to force the social pressure. You have a right to try to embarrass him in order for him to ferech the sale. Maybe that's Pratt and Rashi, but it's not clear what Rashi means.
But that doesn't fit in with me. Minas
Chasidus
is a different
madrega. Minas Chasidus doesn't mean a person who does Shait Tfilis in Kerach. Minas Chasidus, Vaisos, if someone has terumis on you and he has the right to have terumis on you, then Minas Chasidus, this is how you're supposed to do business. You're supposed to make sure that people do not have terumis on you. If the guy has terumis, which is unfounded, then obviously you can ignore him. But here, the Chazal is saying, no, he has a right to have terumis, and therefore you should try to rectify what you did. Okay, let's move on. I would like to try to cover Sif Yud Ches. This is the last halacha about coins, and then we're going to go on to other halachas. Nifchasa v'chaser kidei or no, if it was rubbed out, kidei or no, asa l'kaima, you're not allowed to even keep it in your own possession. Mepnei shebekal meramin bo, because with this coin, it's easy to fool people. People won't realize, and once it hit the shir or no, you're going to fool people, you're going to rip off people with. Like we.
Less than the
Shira, no, we had our mom. Sorry, I just realized I went through it. You look at this end of Sif Tezayin, it says, I just realized I skipped over that line. If it's Pachas Mishtos, then it's no problem by coins. Even though we had our Loch and Sif Vav, that by Pachas Mishtos, by all items, it's a Safik Doraisa Lachurma, you're now allowed to overcharge even by one penny. By coins, you're allowed to, and the story is because if it's Pachas Mishtos, it's never a problem. I give it to you, you pass it along to the next guy, no one's going to be makbid. So even though technically, if you want to get a real assessment, you see that the silver or the gold was rubbed out, that it's not worth its full value, but no one cares, and it's going to be passed along just fine. But once it hits us, Shir or not, and that people are makbid, then you now let her keep it in your possession. Shabakal Muramimba, with this you could easily fool other people. Not only that, Vilayim Kurena La Anas or La Taga, you now let her pass it along to an Anas or a Taga. Even if you tell them to mark it off or break it up, like we're going to see soon, because they're not trustworthy. Because what are they going to do with the coin? They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to punch a hole in it. But rather than punish Miram and Ba'achim, they'll take it and just fool others. So you're giving them the wherewithal, the schayer, to now fool others, and that you're now let her do.
Didn't Ramos say up to 12 before?
Well, that's the machlek is up to 12 or a 6. Here we're not talking about a 6 or a 12. We're just talking about whatever kidei or no.
You said before that it's less than a 6. It's okay to pass it on.
That's what the mechaber. Let the Ramos be up to a 12.
The
Ramos
would have to be
correct. Up to a 12. Correct. Right. The mechaber just here says kidei or no. Now, rather here you see a halacha which is going to be brought again in Reish Kaf Ches. So if you have an item which is easily, you can fool other people with this item, and you're now allowed to hold it, or you're now allowed to sell it as such, then so too you're now allowed to pass it along to sellers, even if you tell them so, because we're afraid that they're going to pass it along to the next person. I'll give you an application, I hope no one deals in this, is that let's say you have garments, very often you'll have which are slightly irregulars, and they have slight nicks on them, whatever it is, and they're not sold in regular stores, you'll sell it to our job or whatever it is, and you sell it in these closeout stores as irregulars, and therefore the price is reduced. It's a serious shailin halach if you let a deal in business with these items, unless it's clearly marked in every single item that it's an irregular, that's imperfect. Because you gave it to Ajab and you told Ajab, you know, only sell it as in, you know, as irregulars, but they may not listen to you because they could easily fool somebody and sell it as regulars. And just going in Ajab isn't a raya because maybe it was a closeout and it's a perfectly normal item, and the reason why it's cheaper discounted is because Ajab always is discounted because they have closeouts. But therefore it will be a serious shailuk with this issue of passing it along to someone else to sell it, even if you tell them to mark it off, unless you mark on every single item in a way that they won't be able to remove that mark, which we're going to see, or at least...
What if it doesn't bother the consumer?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Colgate is not printed correctly on the toothpaste, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, that could be that also, you notice, so that might not be a problem. But if it's for some reason that warrants a discount, right? Obviously they're selling it as a discount for a reason. Because there is an imperfection, even though most people don't care, but there are some people who care, and therefore it might be a get of a mum, or it's worth less, or whatever the... Well, as long as it's worth less, there is or not, as a...
Worth less than what?
Than what you're supposed to be paying for it. Well, at our job, That could be a mum. See, if it gets to the degree of a mum, you're right. If it's only in the degree of a nun, you're buying an odd job at the right price, you're fine. Mm-hmm. But if it's going to hit the degree of a mum, then you're going to have a problem. Because then they're going to take it, become a ramah ba'achem, they're going to fool other people with this item. When there's really a mum in there, no one will ever know. We'll find out later when it's too late, and that's going to be a problem.
What are these short-dated things? Right? Some people say, buy it first time as a life of 2 years. Cereals, food, film, a lot of things like that. A lot of times it's sold as a discount because like it's within a month, 2 months or 3 months of the day. That comes to the month.
Well, the problem is there that you run into a different issue, is that the date is stamped on the box, and it's legible, and it's, you know, could be that if a person's mechuyev to check the date, then that would constitute a mechila. If b'derech klal we do not check dates, then in achnami, that may constitute a mum. If normally it lasts, a bottle of milk is not like that. We know that it could be anywhere from a day to a week. So the, and everyone checks.
The person who buys it, right? The guy buys cereal, he's going to buy it. And say him, he doesn't care. He's going to use the cereal and it's not going to bother him. He's not using that before 3 months.
Well, that would be just fine if it. Yeah. Then he wouldn't tie him on. We're talking about the person tying him.
It's worth less value. It's really worth less. Reason why.
So that would be a no, but that might not be a mum then. The person's not makbid. But there, you printed it on the back. And what you're going to do, you put a sticker on and it's old. I mean, I don't know what more you could do. It's already the date stamped on the back. Unless, in a Hanami, people don't look at the date. So I don't know what you're going to do to bring attention to have an indication on the back.
Maybe,
that could be a problem, yeah. Could be, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying, here, Taka says, let's see what you're supposed to do. Let's see. V'lo yasen a mishkal, you can't even use it as a weight. V'lo yitzrakenu lo tekru toysav, and you shouldn't even put it together with the other tchotchkes, you give it to your kids to play with. Pir shivei kli kesef v'shamat chayis, because it might wind up back into circulation and you're going to fool people with it. Ella, what you're supposed to do is yatichena, melt it down, or yigvena b'emtso, punch a hole in its middle, or yitlena b'tavavito, make a necklace out of it, a charm out of it. Avolo yigvena minatad, you now let even punch a hole in its side, because we're afraid that you're going to give it to somebody, and that guy is going to be an ibuchachem, and he'll just, you have to know the Matthias the coin, and he'll just cut out that part where you punch the hole, and he'll use the rest of it and pass it along as a coin. So it has to be somewhere in the middle that he won't even be able to make that cutout. Mimchasa, however, if it went down so much, it was nifchas up to its half of its weight, then it's mutala kaimoi, because it's so severe than pchas that it's, you're not capable of fooling people. So too, if you have items that is so imperfect, let's say you have clothing that it's clear and it's self-explanatory that there's something wrong with this item, it's imperfect, then look, that will be fine. Hago umadbeishin loikin oisa rak the mishkal, but if you live in a time that these type of coins they only go by weight, then muta lakaimo, why shakala lakekish kaleni, you're allowed to be saying that whoever's going to purchase it will weigh it, and then when you weigh it, you can't fool anybody. Whatever the weight on the scale says, that's what the coin is worth.
What about a trade in when you're buying a new car? You give a trade in. You know, half the people are just going to sell your car, in everybody's going to assume it's okay or something.
They're going to assume that the car is what?
That's why you're trading it in.
Oh, you mean there was a mum, so you have a stamashal. How you let it trade into the first thing?
No, you tell the dealer.
Oh, you told the dealer.
This car is, after you run 100 miles, you know, it goes kaput. Who knows?
So if you know, an economy, if it's not self-explanatory, then you might have a problem on your hand. You'll have. Probably the Isser is, it's not Mefurish, but I would assume it's Isser like any other Lifnei Iva, just like giving a novella to an Akam or giving Gvina, Trefa Gvina to an Akam. Who knows? The seller.
Somebody else.
I give it to the seller and I tell the seller that he shouldn't, but he's not trustworthy. He will. Why is he not trustworthy? Okay, so the Sma says in Reish Chavches about when you have a mixture of wine and water to a degree that it's not acceptable, the Sma says as far that since he himself did not do the problem, he himself didn't water it down, he himself didn't rub it out, and even though you told him not to, he's made a head to that, look, business is business, I do what I want. And it's very nice he told me so, but yeah, that's what we're talking about, another yid, yeah. Correct. Any person,
same thing with
the goy. We're talking about even a yid we're worried about, that we're worried about that he'll pass it along if it's not built in. You're allowed, by the way, it only says you're not allowed to sell to an anus and a taga. You're allowed to give it to a friend who normally doesn't pass these things along, he's not in, he's not a shulchan or something like that, you're allowed to give him an item like that and tell him to punch a hole in it, because then you could trust him. It's the Targum, these anosim, who we don't trust, that they won't listen to you to punch a hole and they'll just pass it along. Even selling to a guy something like this could be a problem. Even I don't know if you're allowed to fool a guy like this. If you have something that's a problem, if it has hilchos anor, maybe only anor, then in a chanam, we're going to see later on your ladder. But if it goes into other things like a regular, the mumin, that you're not allowed to do even to a guy. Right. I mean, by trefis and avelis, we say this, even though he might sell the trefis to a yid. I mean, to a guy, let's say he won't pass it along to a yid, but we have to entertain. At least, for some reason, there was a reasonable chance that he's going to sell it along to another yid.
But in the case of a car, I don't hear the problem. The nature is that you always take a car to get a check from the category.
Well, the next time he'll find it. Let's say he obviously was talking about something that wasn't detectable.
All of a sudden, the oil starts burning and everything else. Most people don't drive for 100 miles.
You're giving the car to deal with the miles back.
You'll find out.
Is he giving him a good car?
Yeah, you're giving him a good car. He turned the miles back. Look, that's not a problem. We have a case later on Reish Chavkes also. Let's really save all these shilas to Reish Chavkes. That's really where the sif is. I just mentioned Agav to show you how this sif might be applicable. Okay, let's move on to sif yitess. Okay, here it goes back to regular cases. Halokeach b'domim aksara. What does that mean? Pish b'lo minin v'lo midu v'lo mishkal. It's not like I made up, I'm going to buy this table for $10. I just pull out of my pocket a bunch of bills or a bunch of coins. I put on the table and say, whatever it is, I'm not even counting, whatever it is, that's what I want to buy the table for. Kagoin, Shechofen Mois, V'amaloi, Mecholi Parascha Be'elu. Just, I want to buy Yeshua with this wad of bills, whatever it might be here. Kona, you are Kona with this Kinyan Kesef, even though normally Kesef is not Kona. The halach is in Kuf Tzadites, Sef Aleph, that this, since this is a Milsa Delo Shechicha, Logozu Barabonin, and they allowed Kesef to be Kona. So here's one of the exceptions to the rule, that Kesef could be Kona Metaltolin. So with doing this, you were Kona, and you still have halacha of makzor anor, you still have halacha of anor. And the reason the chiddush is you're going to see in sif chafim yetzushem, the next sif, that there are cases of chalipin which do not have anor. Chalipin, when there is an exchange, there is no anor, because when our mindset is not fixed on the price as much as it's as a barter, as an exchange, which we're going to wait to sif chaf, it's the next sif. But here the Machabe says that this case, we will okay b'damim aksar va'amaloi mecholi paraskabelo. It's a very important word. Mecholi, sell me paraskabelo kano makdano. Since I added the word mechor, then I'm telling you I want it to be like a regular mechira, which is governed by hilchos anor. Had I not added the word mecholi, I would just say va'amaloi, let's make a swap or this for that, then in a chanami there would not be hilchos anor. It's because I added the word mechor, that's why there's a din of anor. Vuadin, and so too the inverse case, the lokeach peretz aksara, I know, I said, look, for $10, I'll buy this shipment. You have this sometimes in closeouts or whatever is in the store, you'll have it. A guy told me in carpet business, you want to buy a bunch of carpets. He just said, okay, whatever is here, this is the price. And you don't go and assess, you know, sometimes you could have it. This is really not a shkeik in diamonds, even though they sell them sometimes in a parcel, but l'chari there you'll shut up every diamond individually. But if you wouldn't, and you just say, look, just buy this parcel of diamonds, and here's a price, I'll give you $10,000 for this bag, then in a chanami, it will have the same din, that it would not be anah, unless I mentioned mechor, if I added that word mechor, then it would have a din anah. That's what the mechor says. V'ad din l'lokeik peres aksara, b'sel lo'i b'shtayim, shekona umaksar anah, because he mentioned the word mechor. Hagah, the Rambam argues, v'yesh reimim d'sveika habi, even if you mention the word mechor, it's still only a suffix. V'ein matin mamin miyad ma'ana. And therefore, if you have a suffix, if you can force him to make a bit of mekach, or you can force him to rectify the sale price, you won't be able to, because of mitzvah mekaver l'varaya. We pass him like the Machaba. We do not pass him like this Rambam. The Achreinim, the truth is pass him like the Machaba, that when you have such an exchange, if you say the word mechor, there will be hilchos anor, and you could be mighty mamon from the ma'ana.
Why don't you assume that there's a mechila? The guy just throws a bunch of money. I want that. Just here's the money. And he doesn't even see how much it is. Why don't you assume that the guy's
mechila?
He doesn't care how much
it is. He's mechila. I mean, if mechila, he would give him a ton, he wouldn't take any money. He's not. He obviously assumes that the water bills is going to be in the ballpark of this thing, and he takes it. But when he was off by ishtus, so yes, mishus, adaitadach, he never accepted the deal. Okay, this is Sif Yutes. this is, I would say, it's a grad kamat half point as well, the 39 sifim, but this is half point in the machaba in terms of structure. Till now, the first 19 sifim were discussing Hilchos Hanor, the Isser, and the Chazar, and the Betel Mekach, and everything very choma. It's from Chof and on that the machaba is going to give you an assortment of heterim. One after another, come out every sif from now on is going to just break down this halacha and skedai to, if you're going to learn, skedai to learn the second half of this event. And we see that no, it doesn't apply as much as we wanted to make it out to be. And here we go. Sifkov. Hamaklif kalim be kalim or behema be behema. If someone sells kalim be kalim or behema for a behema, that means he makes an exchange. It's a maisa chalipin. He's exchanging kli for a kli. Afilu machat be siryon, even a needle for a siryon, which is a chosh of a garment. This week's pasha, perfect timing, it says kafi sachra. The Targum teaches it sachra is siryon. It's a type of a chosh of a garment. So afilu machat be siryon, even if you're exchanging a needle for a chosh of a garment, clearly there's a knob by kifli kiflaim. Or tle besur, so you change a tle for a sus, obviously the person is being nesano. Even more than shtos, ain lo yanoa, there is no anoa. And what's the svara? Because if he made this exchange, he structured in such an exchange, says that roitzet b'machat yeset me'asir yoin. If he made this exchange, it's obviously he has an interest, he needs this machat right now, and if he's willing to give up his kosh of a garment, his suit, for this needle, obviously he's desperate for this needle, and he made the exchange. Now I'm not talking about that it's to the point, because if that's the case, you don't need a new halach of chalipin. Forget the machaber trying to bring out an extreme and drive this point home. Maybe he went very far that this halacha could be all over ladavet to chalipin because we had a halacha bechdeshin adas toy. It's an automatic mechila. We're talking about, obviously, let's say people could make this mistake, but it was kiflik a flame somehow. Nevertheless, if I made that exchange, the way the deal was structured, it wasn't for its value. I didn't say I want to pay $10 for this siryon or $10 for this machat. I decided to make an exchange or barter via that's not governed by onur. Now the machaba makes it out to be like a svara. They dash in a potek as well. They dash in b'chisimku mimko lamitecho. And it has to be a type of a mechira. If it's not a mechira, if it's a type of a chalipin, there is no yonah. Now the Rishonim, the Achronim point out, that doesn't mean that if you do a regular mechira and the ma'isa kinyan that I did wasn't meshich and I happen to have done ma'isa chalipin, that will be a heta. No, that's not going to work. Avada, there will be a regular mechira. The ma'isa kinyan I used might have been chalipin, but avada, that will be governed by a no. We're talking about with the whole structure of the deal, the nature of the deal was a chalipin, an exchange, that is not governed by hukas
anah. What about barter of work? Say somebody says, oh, repair stuff in my house, I'll do computer work.
Okay, well, but let's hold on to it, because then you're going to get into running into kablonis and schirs, which is may or may not be a terim, we're going to see later on. Let's just hold on to it. It's towards the end of the zimun.
That's driven from money also, because money is not
making a sorry? Okay, so there could be is only because he mentioned the Lashon Mechira. Because he said mecholi, and that's why I mentioned that it could be he made akpadi. He wants, by adding that word, he wanted to be governed by the regular dinim of anah. But yes, you're going to see that there are halakas. Let's just wait till the end of the sitter. Mechaz is going to give an example where even though you're doing an exchange, there is anah. Let's say I'm avalamaklef peris pe peris. But if you make an exchange of fruit, bein shishamo isam koydu mechir, whether you you made an assessment of the fruit before the exchange, so seemingly your intent was to have a fair price. Bein shishamo some achem mechira, or you didn't bother till after the mechira to assess them. Yesh lehem onor, they will have onor. Now this halacha, I have to admit, this halacha is the most elusive halacha, at least for me. I don't understand this halacha properly. I mean, it's not me. It's basically every rishon, every tshuva gives a different suggestion. What could be the chilek between when you exchange kalim for kalim or behema behema that we say blives like chalipin and there is no anah, and when you say peris for peris that does not blive like chalipin and it is governed by anah. And some of the suggestions work with this type of alumnus that maybe peris for peris doesn't have the hilchos of chalipin. It doesn't pass certain kinyonim of chalipin by peris. Could be. There are many different halachas. I'm going to throw out to you many nafkaminis and the yukim and the machaba where they are machlokes, and it's all totally on how you learn up the longness of this machaba. Let me just give you a few. Some suggest that since the machaba throws the svarish, it has to be an end user. An end user who would like this particular item is willing to exchange and give up something more because he got this makkah which he desperately needs. We're talking about Bein HaTzoichrim, that it's only a business. He's going to take it and pass it along. He does not have use out of the item. It's just for its value to pass it along. Then there will be hilchos or not.
In terms of value for Moshe, if he knows that there's some end user that needs this makkah.
Okay, fine, okay. Others argue, and others say, they don't use the Asfara, but they say, no, it's a din, and whenever you're talking about Khalipin, even if you're not the end user, there will not be Hilchus or no. I'm Pasha, that's how we paskin. Another Nafkin Mino.
No, but how is that fitting with Peirce?
Oh, we're going to get to Peirce. Peirce, they want to say, like I mentioned, which he was suggesting, that clearly Peirce doesn't have the Hilchus of Khalipin. It's unclear where the Rambam's coming from. Some suggest it might be Yerushalmi, and they argue that's not Pshat in Yerushalmi. No one really knows where the source of this Rambam is and why it's like that. But like he mentioned, there could be that Peirce don't have Hilchus Khalipin. Peirce can't create Khalipin. You can't use Peirce as a null to create Khalipin. You need a Kli or a Behema. It's also Machlekes. But therefore, if you can't structure it, a pitoya like a chalipin, then it must be automatically a machir, and that will be governed by anor. Mashen kein, behema for behema, kalim for kalim, which you could structure it in a form of a chalipin as barter, and that's the way the exerts the cost of it, is machir and not chalipin. Let me throw out another nafkemina, another machlek is, it's a machabe fear zoys, of a machlef peris pe peris, ben shishoma isom kodem machir, ben shishoma isom acha machir, yesh lam anor. Vice toys, the first case, which was kalim for kalim, or behema behema, even if you assessed, you made a shuma before the mechir, which would indicate that you are makbid on the price, still, since you structured it as barter, there will not be ono. Others argue, and they say this is labdavka, ben shishoma isn't good in mechir, even before if you would shoma isn't good in mechir, there would be ono, and the chiddush appears is only by acha mechir. Like I said, but parshas will pass in that no matter what, like the diak and the mechaba, that whenever you structure it as a barter, whenever you structure it as an exchange, there will not be governed by hilchos anor, there will not be anor. Another suggestion, I'm telling you, the machlekes after machlekes, another diak they want to say in the mechaber is that dafka by pace, which you shomo isum koidim mechir or acha mechir, and they want to touch it means miyad acha mechir, asukim bois the Indian, that's when by pace is anor. If they don't even bother doing that by pace, even acha mechir, then someone will say that there's no anor. And even by pace, we can have the idea, an exchange, that there won't be anor. We don't pass them like that, Pashas. We pass them like kilu. It's maybe exerts a kosev of the Rambam, grace the Rambam, but basically is when you deal with exchanges of kelim for kelim, behema behema, there's no anor. When you exchange payers, there will be anor.
That's what he says Beis Yishamu is like the new test, but he said before. Looks like that, because it says that Ram is only because they were Shamu. It wouldn't be Shamu, it's Amram.
Right, as I said, it's my quick, that's what I mentioned. Right, that.
Like say, because it says
Shumbo
is
only... That indicates that you are makbid on the price.
What about
Paris for Caleb? Oh, that is a good dig. And the truth, Yankov and others make this dig. What's going on? The Machaber took the extreme. We went Paris for Paris on one end, and we went Caleb for Caleb on the other end. What happens if you have Caleb for Paris? Well, let me take a more elementary chilek. Someone to say, what about Caleb for Behema? Someone to suggest, it's going into Machlekes and in Lomdes in Chalipin, but if you could only create a barter from a similar type item, kalim for kalim, behema behema, if that's in Hilchus Chalipin, then if you would apply it here, and the Lomdes would be working with the dynamics of Chalipin, then even kalim for behema will be on Onah, because that is not a proper exchange. That's not a proper barter, and must be a regular din mechira. But getting back to your shayla, which is the Shvus Yankiv, I would like to suggest that if it's working with the dynamics of Chalipin, then the reason why the Machaber took the two extremes is because the case of Kalim for Behema sometimes will be a null and sometimes won't be a null. And I'll explain. There's a halacha that you need a null, you need a kli to create Chalipin. Peri is not going to be able to create Chalipin. So if I go over to your Peri, and I want your Peri, you're the seller, let's say, and I want your Peri, and I say, you know what, I want your pay, what could I give you that you'll give me your pay? What would you like to charge me? And you see I have a pen, you ask me for my pen, that will be the price. If I pay you a pen, the pen being payment, and the payers being the item, the goods that are being sold, in that case, there would be a proper chalipin, even though it's kalim for payers. Because the kalim is the pen, is the price, is the payment, and that is a null, so that would work, that would go in the structure of chalipin, and therefore there would not be a null, because it would be a regular chalipin.
If he doesn't want the pen,
what's
the value of the pen?
Well, if he says value, again, but if I make an... Okay, maybe I made a... I slipped on the word. But if you go over, you tell me, look, I say I want your pace, and you say, you know what, I'll charge you. If you give me the pen, you can have the pace. We'll make that swap.
I want your pen.
Well, he does. No, we're talking about, let's say. Well, depending how you do the, you see, if you learn like the Rambam Svar that you need a Svar, that writes the Bamaka Jason Meir, so you need the Svar of the Nisana warning this item, so you can have to know who was Nisana on the pen in Perry's case and know who won. So if you just learn it's Exeis HaKosef, that by Chalipin there is no Ano, and by Mechira there is, so in the case where I use a Kli to buy Perry's, there would be a proper Khalifin. However, inverse case, if I see your pen, I say, I very much want your pen, and you see I have apples, and you say, you know what, you'll take my apples, and you'll give me the pen, there will be faket, there will be Hukas Anah, because that's not a proper Khalifin. Because in that case, the Mekach is really the pen, and I'm trying to buy the pen, get the pen from you, with these payers, with these payments of payers, and that's not a proper Khalifin, because you need a null, and payers is not null. So it could be, it's only a suggestion. Again, the Shuziang doesn't say this. It's my suggestion that could be, that's why the Mechaber took both extremes, is because you could have case of Kaili Bipayis. Sometimes it will be a proper Khalifin, it will not be a no. Sometimes it won't be a proper Khalifin, and it will be a Hilkas Anah.
Maybe you can say, as far
as
pushed by Paris, the reason why there's no Khalifin is or not, is because there's no value, because every minute the value in the Paris change. It means as the Paris are getting older, the Paris are changing its value.
So it might be a perishable, but the most, one second, but faket, that's sort to say why there is a no, why there's no anah. The Maccabi is using it to say that by Paris, there is anah.
There is anah, because there has to be a mechira. Because it can't be a trade, because the trade, There's no element that I'm trading over here.
Well, I want your fruit. I know that your fruit might last until tomorrow. If I have,
no, my place. It could be one fruit. It could be one is better.
So why does that conclude that it has to be a mechira rather than, why is that a reason to believe that it's a mechira rather
because
than a khalifa?
He was saying, okay, whatever the price is right now. But if in the case of Khalifin, I'm not taking the value. There's a transaction that's happening over here. So at the time of the transaction, it means it's changing the value during that process.
And that would be more of a reason why it should be a mechira rather than a khalifa. Again, maybe say as far that if it's changing the value, therefore we don't pin it to a mechira.
I consider value that the oranges are worth the dollar an orange because they're mine. That means I can put a value on the oranges, just the fact that I brought them back from Florida, and that's why it has a value. But in,
what do you mean? You ship it to the market, whatever the market is.
But there is, but I can put a value to it.
And I can't put a value by fruit? What's I can put?
Khalifin, I can't. No, I'm saying as Khalifin, I can't. But maybe as Mechir, I could. That as Mechir, it doesn't have to have an intrinsic a total intrinsic value. The fact that it was your fruit, or it came from that Rebbe, I can put a value to it, right?
I'm not sure I understand, Zohar, I'll be honest. I'll discuss with you afterwards. I mean, you have to explain to me why that will indicate more of a Maisa Khalifin. Like I said, the Shainim.
By Kaelin and
Behemoth,
you said it can't
work Khalifin. By Kaelin and I was suggesting that there are some who suggest that if in Hilchus Khalifin, it's, you need Dafka the same in, like a Tesar Rosh says, a Khalifin, an exchange could only work by the same in. Sorry?
So then a pen would pay this one too.
Correct. Right. I only, when he opened up the shal, I said, let's first get past the first edge. Let's say that even if it's not the same in, you could have a Din Khalifin, still, by Peris for Kaelin, there would not work Khalifin, because just like Peris for Peris won't work, could be Paris or Kalim won't work if you use the Paris as the type of, you know, the currency to buy.
How would it happen
in Legami what? Well, we know, and you see, the problem is it's not clear because typically Khalifin is just a Maisa Soda. There's this new Khalifin called an exchange, a Shava B'Shava, and that's where all these Shailas go at. It's the Rishonim discuss. It's not, they try to touch up a number of Gemaras like that, but it's not a clear concept. But Pashas, we would pass in Pashas, we would pass, at least in Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't limit you to the same men. Even though the examples they give are the same in, but it doesn't say Bedavka has to be the same in to have a Khalipe Shava B'Shava. So I would assume that in terms of Allah, you know, the Rishon, I would assume that Khalipin will work even if it's not the same in. But Kalim for Paris, that would be the problem. What are you using as the Kenyan? And that could be a Nafkamina. So basically, here's a way out of a null. Is the first way out. This is not such a simple way out, but as we see, we're going to continue in the next some 20 sefim, you're going to see there are going to be more practical ways out than hetayim of anah. And I should mention that the hetayim that are going to go along, Sometimes they're heterim in the chazaras anah, sometimes they're heterim in the isar anah, and we're going to try to point it out. In this case, this heter of chalipin would be a heter for both. Not only wouldn't there be a din chazaras anah, but you wouldn't be doing any isar, because the isar of alisimku mimka lamitach was only by a mimka, by a mechira, by chalipin, which is not a mechira, you wouldn't be even over any isar. And now we could appreciate...
Only if you don't know. There must be some issue. I mean, you're fooling somebody.
Well, I'm not fooling. You want the machid more than the Syrian. I'm not telling you. I didn't misrepresent the item. I didn't say that my machid's worth your Syrian. You come and you want my machid. I exchange. Okay, if you give me your suit, I'll give you my machid. There's no problem. Such luchay is not even gneivas das. If I misrepresent, I said this machid is so kosher, it's worth $300, and it's not. Then that's not a parsha of anah. That's not a parsha. Could be of gneivas das. You can maybe make into a mekar tois if it built in as a tanai. But nema, when you just make the swap, make this transaction, I swap behemoth, a telef for a sus, whatever it is, that won't be a regular parsha of anah. It's not a memka, and therefore not only is no chazar, so no, you wouldn't be over any yisr as well.
The definition of peiros, I assume, anything that's,
Okay, what's considered peiros? So again, depending what the lumdus of peiros is, if you make some type of a perishable lumdus into peiros, whatever it is, then it's going to have to be something perishable. But if the lumdus of peiros is that it's not a kli, and then it could be broader, could be anything which is not a kli. If I sell you flowers, and the flowers are in the kli, if I'll make anything which is not a kli, then you might have a problem. Chalipi kaka bekaka is a whole shaila altogether in chalipin. If kaka bekaka, you can make this chalipi shava b'shava. The Mechaber brings down kaka bekaka and his machlekes rishonim, is that a chalipi shava b'shava din? Is that a kinyan suda din? Is that a kli or not? And depending on that, could be a nafkamina here too, that if you make exchanges, if I know that you have a property that I need on that side of town that I have to develop and you would like this, and we'll make a swap on properties, may or may not go into the halacha of ein anah. The mice is by kaka anyway, we're going to see a later halacha that there's no anah by kaka. Definitely up to double, more than double is a machlokes. But here, should mention, you appreciate it more when we get later on, that this din is even more than double. I mean, like the Machabit's case, a Machab is here. I could sell you something even 10 times the amount, there's not going to be a din over anah. It's chalipin. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.